Abruptly, he added it all up and rushed out to find McKendrick. The doctor was working with a cyclo's skull he had cleaned and whitened. He was trying to find some means of entering it with instruments. He put it down on the table before him, where the sockets stared sightlessly at him, and composed himself to listen to Johnny.
"That isn't anything very mysterious,"
said Johnny, pointing excitedly into the silver capsule he held.
"It's just a fuse. It doesn't vibrate or put out radio signals or anything. It's just a fuse."
Johnny grabbed some pictures of one inside a cyclo brain.
"Look, you said the nerves this was fastened between were the primary impulse channels of their thought. All right, mathematics is logical thought. It is the approximation of being sensible. Now, even if a cyclo has a soul and does his thinking with a soul, or even if he doesn't have, mental action works between those two channels. So long as a cyclo is thinking logically, there is a constant current between those two nerves. Even asleep, there would be a current, a very slight one. Now up comes an alien. The cyclo knows his whole race and empire depends upon keeping his mathematics a secret. And the alien wants to know about cyclo mathematics. The cyclo instantly shuts off thinking about them, or a surge occurs and then a shutoff. Pop! Blown fuse!"
McKendrick was quite interested, but he said,
That doesn't explain suicide."
"All right, look at this picture and look at this fuse. The silver capsule is very close to that bronze item that short-circuits pleasure and pain and action. Look at this fuse filament. When it parts, the ends drop down inside the capsule and you get a short circuit into the bronze item. The cyclo has an instant impulse to kill. If he can't right then, the short circuit between the silver and bronze items acts as an obsession to kill that doesn't let up. He has to kill something, and he winds up killing himself."
McKendrick thought it over and nodded.
"But that doesn't explain the females."
Johnny got that type of capsule and looked at it.
"It's another kind of fuse. Since mathematics is logical thought, it would cause a concentration of current to begin. They probably are taught not to teach females mathematics. It's part of their moral code. And the females are noted for being illogical. When they start to think in mathematical terms, or even try to, a current gets too heavy and they blow the fuse. They don't have a bronze object and they just go into a coma. Their wits won't connect anymore and they go out of communication with the nervous system."
Johnny paused.
"My explanation may not be complete, but I know these are just fuses and short circuits, and that's how they protected their empire."
"And why they're so crazy. I'm sure you have the explanation and that those things are what you say they are."
McKendrick turned the cyclo skull around on the table. It was a huge, massive, heavy thing. A complex mass of bone and joints.
"There's only one thing wrong."
Johnny was all revved up with having gotten that far. He listened.
"We're no closer to getting those things out of their heads than we were."
Johnny laid the pictures and the capsules down on the table beside the skull and walked quietly out of the room. It was definitely not a hopeful day.